topic 6.4 is to explain how one gene can give rise to more than one protein through post-transcriptional changes to messenger RNA. This is where it gets a bit more complicated than you learned at AS. What you've done so far in DNA has been just a recap and a little bit extra for DNA transcription and translation. Now, when the sequence has been read by the RNA polymerase and a long sequence of messenger RNA has been created, that's not quite the whole molecule that's going to leave the nucleus. What's got to happen is that some of the junk DNA has got to be stripped off. So you've got, in any one gene or sequence of RNA, you've got exons and introns. The exons are the useful bits. They're the ones that code for the specific polypeptide sequence. The introns are rubbish. They're a bit more useful when we're looking at DNA sequencing and fingerprinting. However, they are not going to code for a useful polypeptide, so they need to be removed. Before this happens, caps are placed on the head and the tail of the RNA sequence. Then a molecule called a spliceosome comes along and it removes the introns through a process called splicing. So the introns are spliced away, they're cut out and they're removed, leaving you with a single exon sequence which now corresponds to our proper RNA sequence. So everything beforehand, immediately following transcription, is referred to as a pre-mRNA strand because it's a precursor of what's going to happen. And only once the introns have been spliced out can we refer to it as an mRNA sequence. And it's that sequence that's then going to leave the nucleus and go to the ribosome to be translated.